Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment on statements made by a top California legislator which were not widely reported by the news media. My thanks to PJ Media for their coverage. For California Senator Kevin De Leon, the battle against President Trump's immigration order isn't business, it's personal. De Leon, the current president pro tem, told the Senate Public Safety Committee that half of his family could be rounded up by immigration and customs enforcement agents and deported because they are living in the U.S. illegally and criminally. I can tell you, half of my family would be eligible for deportation under the executive order because they got a false Social Security card, they got a false identification, they got a false driver's license prior to us passing AB 60, they got a false green card, De Leon said. He rationalized that family members were carrying false IDs by explaining that's what you need to survive to work. De Leon has sponsored legislation that would establish California as a sanctuary state, or as he put it, a wall of justice. Let me be clear, we want to work together to get violent felons out of our neighborhoods, De Leon said. However, we remain deeply concerned with the new administration's recent decision to prioritize nearly every undocumented resident in California for deportation and their apparent inability to accurately inform the public of their operations in a timely manner. Trump said in a pre-Super Bowl interview with Fox News that California was out of control and called the De Leon proposal to make California a sanctuary state ridiculous, saying sanctuary cities would breed crime. He threatened to defund California if De Leon's proposal became law. We will certainly not stand for sanctuary cities, let alone states, Trump said. De Leon said Trump was trying to weaponize federal funding, but added that the threat of the White House pulling federal funding might work with the other 49 states, but it didn't scare California. Far from being out of control, California is creating jobs faster than any other state, and immigrants are a key to our economic prosperity, De Leon said in a written statement. Other Democrats said it was Trump that was out of control. Orange County Register columnist Susan Shelley agreed, and she concurred with De Leon's assertion that California could stand up to the Trump administration. However, Shelley also warned that could leave De Leon, who is seen as a leading candidate for California's next lieutenant governor, or even U.S. senator, with a new problem. Then California officials can explain to voters that they will continue to defy federal law, on principle, even if it means tax increases every year to pay for schools, roads, and health care. Shelley wrote, "We'll see how that goes." I agree with Ms. Shelley. This has been a community comment. I'm Dave Douglas.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.